Hello, this is your Polycast for Wednesday, April 27th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, lawmakers talk about stricter gun laws, but take no action. Minnesota senators are again on record in favor of restoring voting rights more quickly to felons who are no longer incarcerated. Right now, felons must complete their parole and probation before regaining their right to vote. Supporters say about 47,000 people would be affected by the proposal that is now part of a bigger election policy bill. DFL Senator Jeff Hayden of Minneapolis argued that integrating freed felons back into society means restoring the voting franchise sooner.
It is time for us to not to continue to penalize and penalize and penalize people for their past indiscretions. It's time for us to enfranchise them. It is time for us to move forward and allow folks to vote.
Opponents were adamant that perpetrators on probation for violent acts such as homicide or sexual assault should not be rewarded with voting rights. The plan faces resistance in the Republican-led House. Prince's sister says she can't locate a will for the superstar musician. Tyka Nelson filed documents in Carver County District Court yesterday asking for the appointment of Bremer Bank as a special administrator for the estate. University of Minnesota law professor Judith T. Younger says a special administrator essentially manages an estate's finances in cases where there is no will.
The job of an administrator, or an executor for that matter, is collect all the decedent's assets, pay all the decedent's debts, distribute what's left. That's the idea. And of course, he had businesses, so there'll have to be some business running there, I guess, in the interim.
Tyka Nelson is Prince's only surviving full sibling, though he has five half-siblings still alive. The documents don't estimate how much his estate may be worth. Public records show he owned about $27 million worth of property in Minnesota. Minnesotans on both sides of the gun control debate packed a legislative hearing yesterday to have their say on two bills that aren't going anywhere this session. One would require criminal background checks on all gun sales. The other is related to protective court orders. No votes were taken, and that led some opponents of the bills to suggest the informational hearing was more about politics than policy. Tim Pugmire has the story.
DFL Senator Ron Latz of St. Louis Park, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, described his bills as common-sense solutions that would help keep Minnesotans safer. Latz wants to expand the criminal background check requirement to gun shows, personal sales, and online transactions.
If you went to the airport and only 60% of the passengers went through security screening, and the other 40% were allowed to go straight on the airplanes, would you be comfortable getting onto the airplane? That's what Minnesota's gun purchase background check law is right now.
Latz said his intent was to have an informed, honest discussion of his bills, even though no votes were planned. He noted the policy deadline had passed, and there are no companion bills in the Republican-controlled House. Still, supporters and opponents spent more than 2.5 hours testifying, mostly about background checks. Rachel Joseph of Minneapolis supports the bill. Joseph said the woman who shot and killed her aunt 12 years ago bought the gun at a gun show without a background check.
Being here today is the best way I know to honor the incredible aunt that was taken from me unnecessarily and make sure that something positive comes from this horrible tragedy.
Ramsey County Attorney John Choi said he's especially concerned about online gun sales.
You will see thousands of guns that are being sold on the internet in the state of Minnesota. In many of those advertisements and what's being promoted is that they're not being subject to a background check.
Gun rights advocates spoke against the bill and disputed many of the statistics used by its supporters. Andrew Rothman of the Minnesota Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance said most criminals obtain their guns from other criminals.
They're stolen. They are straw purchased. They are traded, they are lent, they are rented. Crime guns will be rented out by one criminal to many, many other criminals.
Rothman and other opponents also warned that the bill would move the state closer to a gun owner registry. Kevin Vick of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and the Minnesota Gun Owners Political Action Committee said the bill would burden law-abiding citizens without reducing gun violence.
It's merely political theater designed to convince voters that something, anything, is being done to reduce gun crime when the facts prove it does not and it will not.
The absence of a vote had one Republican committee member also questioning the DFL sponsor's political motives. GOP Senator Warren Limmer of Maple Grove described the hearing as political mumbo-jumbo to get an issue spiked up for the election.
There might be the crass attempt just to raise money off of this issue from a variety of people that think there's really something that's going to pass, when in reality it's just a means to get the issue a little more attention so fundraising activities can begin in earnest.
Senator Latt said gun control is an unavoidable campaign issue that will shake out district by district this fall.
I don't think it's a partisan issue. I think you would find bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition. But if members are polling their own districts on this issue, I think they'd find that their citizens support this proposal, both of them.
The less discussed Latt's bill allows law enforcement or family members to get court orders to prevent people who pose a danger to themselves or to others from possession of a firearm. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.